This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 22 states are suing President Trump because he says federal family planning dollars should not help support abortion providers. At stake is $60 million of Planned Parenthood funding. A poll released a week ago shows a 17-point shift with the pro-choice label falling down into a dead heat with those who embrace the pro-life label. A new poll finds a little good news for abortion supporters among the Democrat Party, but still reflects a 10% pro-life shift. 51% of respondents said the Democrat Party, despite its apparent affinity for abortion-related infanticide, is, quoting here, more mainstream on abortion. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. In other headlines, while many states support pro-life measures, states like New Mexico, Rhode Island, and Illinois are working to expressly deny human rights to children before birth. A self-proclaimed Catholic governor in New Mexico says she will embrace any bill legalizing abortions to birth. Another ardent abortion supporter, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, claims he should be our next president. Belgium euthanized well over 2,000 people last year, including dozens of mentally disabled persons. And a California measure would advertise groups like Planned Parenthood on all state student ID cards. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.